Now, into the science news now. And a very interesting discovery, and talking about atmospheric science and pollution and that kind of thing, very interesting stories come out of Purdue University this week. It's a guy called Jerry Woodall, who works on chemistry, and he was mixing up some gallium, which is something that you usually use to make semiconductors, LEDs, and some aluminium. And he made this mixture, melted the two together, and later on was cleaning out the crucible that he'd done it with, and poured some water into it, and there was this sort of poof, and a bit of a mini explosion. And he thought, well, what the hell was that? And they worked out what was going on, and then realised this could be the key to making hydrogen on demand in large amounts. Now, why is this important? Well, if we want clean fuel for vehicles in future, people think hydrogen, good idea, because hydrogen, when you react it with oxygen in the air, it just makes water, H2O. So it's the only thing that comes out of your exhaust pipe would quite literally be steam. So that sounds like the ideal fuel. So how do we make enough hydrogen to pull this one off? Because no one wants to drive around with a cylinder of hydrogen in the back of their car. I mean, the Hindenburg showed that that was a pretty bad idea. So we want something that when you react it with something else that's safe, gives you large amounts of hydrogen on demand to put into your engine. Well, when they looked at the chemistry of what was going on with this aluminium and gallium mix, they found that normally aluminium won't react with water because the metal gets a skin or a surface layer of aluminium oxide that stops the water getting in contact with the metal, and it stops it making any hydrogen. If you mix it with this gallium, this rare earth material, then what happens is it prevents the aluminium forming this oxide film, and this means that all of the aluminium continuously remains active and in contact with water, so it can produce huge amounts of hydrogen just by adding a little bit of water. So they've produced some pellets, which are these gallium aluminium pellets, and if you add water, you get large amounts of hydrogen off, and the aluminium turns into aluminium oxide, alumina. And you can recycle that just by electrolyzing it. So they're saying this could be a very clean way to power cars in future, because you could take the pellets, because the gallium doesn't get used up, it just remains behind as a sort of catalyst. You could take these pellets, get the aluminium oxide out, electrolyze it with power from, say, a wind farm, say, hydroelectric energy, or even nuclear power, so it's carbon neutral, and regenerate the aluminium again. Hence, more fuel. Is it going to be expensive? Well, he reckons that the average family car with an aluminium gallium tank of these pellets they've made could make a 350-mile round trip, and it would cost about $60, which, on par with what Gordon Brown's got in mind for fuel prices here in the UK, that sounds like good value.
That's pretty good going. Where do I get some? I love the way, as well, it was just serendipity that led to that. You know, cleaning up something, it explodes. It's a new form of hydrogen. Brilliant.